So welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and there has been some new movements in the DC comic book world, and we're going to talk to the man who just wants to let you know that you're the little homie. Don't act like you know me. Big Mike, what do you know, and when did it happen?
Affleck decided he's out, and that there's going to be a new Batman movie that's going to go the detective route and kind of go a different route now, and they're going to have to recast the role, and everybody's throwing around their theories on who it should be or who they should go after.
Well, did you talk to Ben Affleck's agent? Tell him, oh, it's a wrap at the end of the game comes out. You might well bow now, son.
Honestly, I think Affleck is already frustrated from Justice Batman League. Vs. Superman and Justice League, all the backlash and everything that happened with that.
When they just seemed like they were turning around with Aquaman. Aquaman is a positive.
Yeah, and I was going to say, movie. I think this is the wrong decision, to be honest with you, because I liked Affleck in the role. And yeah. I think DC's starting to kind of get it together.
Batman v Superman, he wasn't very good. Justice League understood his purpose in the movie.
Ben Affleck said it before he even did the role, that reading the script, he realized it's not that you have to get Batman. It's just a guy in a mask. It's you have to get Bruce Wayne down.
Yeah.
And I think he did that arguably. I'm not going to say the best, but he's one of the better ones to do it. And
I would probably say Christian Bale and Michael Keaton are probably equal.
Yeah. And I just think Affleck is poor writing, poor directing. It was just a terrible movie. It's a bad situation. I get it. And I'm also wondering if part of it is because, you know, he was really big on writing the script and directing.
Yeah.
The movie, and they went with Matt Reeves kind of being in control. If that had a lot to do with it, too, if Affleck was just like, no, I'm bowing out.
Yeah, because they were supposed to start shooting this year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I said, I think it's a bad decision on his part. I would have stuck with it, especially since DC is starting to turn around. Aquaman was very successful. Most people can easily say that I'm biased. It was good to me for a DC movie. I'd see it again. And I have expectations that Shazam is going to be good. I said that from the trailer. I just think DC made a decision. James Gunn's going to do the Suicide Squad sequel. They're going to recast the entire cast. I think DC is finally starting to make smart fucking decisions, and they're starting to realize what they need to do to fix things. If I was Affleck, I would stick on. Now, since he's leaving, everybody's throwing their name in the hat of who should be Batman. Number one, Zac Efron should not be Batman. Let's get that out the way now. If Zac Efron's going to be cast as anything, you can cast him as Nightwing.
No.
Yes, but I agree. That would be perfect. Nightwing,
you cannot cast him as Batman. He looks just like damn Nightwing. You can cast him as that, but Batman, no. I think for the role of Batman, if you're going detective, it either needs to be somebody older if you're going to go that route, or if it's a young person, you need to go with the unknown at this point. I think that's your safest bet. It worked for Wolverine because nobody really knew who Jackman was, and now he's literally Wolverine for life. I mean, I think you go with the unknown, find that one person that no one's really expecting, but cast them and make sure that they're right. If you go for Jake Gyllenhaal, I don't see it working. And it's not just the fact of whether it works, it's also the longevity of it, because clearly you're not letting go of Batman anytime soon.
Well, Jake Gyllenhaal is at least in another Marvel movie, so yeah, I think he's at least set for right now as far as comic books is concerned, but anything can happen. Josh Brolin.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, at one point they talked about Brolin. I don't know if it's a real story. I think it's a fake story somebody made up that he said DC's trash and Marvel succeeded. But I don't know if that's true because I never heard that quote from anywhere else. So I wouldn't go with it. They need to sit down and really figure out a real direction. If you're going detective route, okay. So it's going to be old school. So you need to use somebody that's going to fit that mold.
All right. You said they would have to be older, Mike?
Now, honestly, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, he was going to be it for Flashpoint, they said. And I could see that because he was Thomas Wayne anyway for that quick little gunshot scene in Batman vs. Superman. But I think he would fit it. Brolin actually would fit, but I just don't like to see that happening at this point.
I think he's too old.
If they're going Frank Miller, it can be somebody that's kind of older.
I'm going to throw a name out there, and it's going to be completely random. Colin Firth.
I could see that.
And plus, he's already kind of been in an action movie, so he was in Kingsman, so
I don't want him to be too old, though, because if they're thinking about building, I guess, like a universe, want it where Batman's aged so quickly.
Well, here's the thing. From what I've heard, DC is actually talking about doing kind of what they do with the television show and the cartoon in making their entire universe a multiverse.
The cartoon is amazing. Like, Justice League cartoon, like the dynamics between Batman and Superman. Like, yo, Batman is savage as shit. He just don't give a fuck. He'll tell him, like, yeah, I have plans to neutralize all of you just in case any of you act up. Everyone's, like, all stunned, and he's just calm about it. you don't see any of that so much in the movie. You see it a little bit, but it seems a little bit more forced than it is in the cartoon. But mind you, cartoons have multiple episodes versus Batman versus Superman. You know, he's just, I hate him. Like, man, did he just pee in your Gatorade? What did he do?
Well,
I think that's probably DC rushing, trying to catch up to Marvel. And now, like I said, I think they figured out, again, you're never going to catch up. Marvel's already got a jump start on you. The only thing you can do is start making good movies.
Yeah.
And let them speak for themselves. And so,
I mean, again, Aquaman was positive.
Right. And then, like I said, Shazam is positive. They delayed Wonder Woman. So if they fix whatever they felt was wrong with that and they start having consistency, then people are going to start looking at DC like, okay, we're working with something. Marvel has one universe, according to them. Even though the Netflix show and television series, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and all that never tie into the movies, per se, they're all supposed to be one universe. DC is saying, TV universe is one universe, movies is another multiverse that we got. This was another multiverse. So you can do an old Batman over here, and then say, hey, over in this universe, there's another Batman that's younger, and go a whole different route. Do like Batman Beyond or something. To me, they need to pick that one wild card you'd have never thought of.
But I want him to stick around for a while. I don't want to have to worry about a brand new Batman every 2 to 3 years.
And that's the key, because that's always been the problem, is you get one, like Bale came on, it's like, all right, we're good with him. And then Nolan said, I'm done, and Bale's like, bump it, I'm done too.
They should have damn well threw the fucking cash boat at him, man. Imagine a universe if he stayed in it.
Bale?
Yeah.
I think a lot of Bale's issue was he liked working with Christopher Nolan. And once Nolan was out, Bale's like, no, I'm not fooling anybody else.
Did Nolan want to do a universe or no?
No, Nolan said he was doing, after his trilogy, he was done. I think he stayed on as executive producer after that, but he was done as far as directing and all. He moved on. He's like, you know, I'm not doing Batman films for the rest of eternity. Kind of same thing that Joss Whedon said. It gets to a point where you do a movie and it's successful and it's good, and then the studio just wants you to do that. And Jon Favreau said the same thing. He's like, Iron Man was a hit, and suddenly Marvel's, when are you going to do the next one? When are you going to do the next one? And he couldn't focus on any other project. And it literally ate up like a year or two of their lives. So they get to a point where they're like, I can come on as executive producer, but I can't do the directing or the writing anymore. The Russo brothers just happened to, it seems like they're just naturally invested in, they like doing these movies. They had Winter Soldier was great, and then went into Civil War. And then after that, I think they were just like, we like doing this. So they're comfortable. After Endgame, you know, who knows what happens after that. But for now, I think they had their vision in place and they wanted to see it through. So.
All right, so let's switch gears a little bit. Let's talk about lack of vision. Assume you heard the news about Dark Phoenix, that another test screening, the third test screening, total.
Oh, my gosh.
Has not gone well.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, who's surprised by that at all?
I've been said they need to scrap it, but they're hell-bent
they
on putting it
out. Yeah, they just might as well take the L. Take the L.
At some point last month, there was a test screening, and like with all the reshoots that they have done, and it's still not good. X-Men Dark Phoenix text screenings continue to disappoint.
If I'm Kevin Feige, I'm on the phone and I'm telling Fox the deal's about to be done. Let it go. Scrap it.
But how much money did it cost to make that movie?
How much money are they going to lose when it comes out? Because not if the reviews are this bad going forward, people are not going to want to go see this, especially after something like Avengers. Because if you can't live up to any of that kind of hype, people are... You're going to lose a whole lot of money. You still got to promote this thing. It didn't come out until like June. So you still got about trailers. You got to do the whole nine. And Fox is basically just going to waste their money.
Trailer. There's nothing about that trailer that makes me be like, oh, I need to watch it.
So the budget for this is rumored to be around $200 million because of the reshoots.
What?
Yes.
Holy crap.
That's a $200 million loss Fox is going to have to take. And they might as well just eat that they're going to get that $200 million back when the deal gets closed. Because... I'm saying that's a waste of time, especially since Marvel already said they're already working on writing X-Men within the next 6 months. So whatever you do, it's going to be, yeah.
Really?
Once the deal becomes official, Marvel's already got a plan. I told you, they plan ahead. The rumor was Feige,
a long time ago.
Yeah, Feige said that they've already got plans for Fantastic Four and X-Men, and they're already getting stuff written. They're planning to start writing in 6 months.
I wonder.
I'll be honest with you. I wouldn't even be surprised if they already got people in mind to cast.
I just wonder if Dark Phoenix's problem is Simon Kinberg. This is like his first directing gig, but he wrote Fantastic Four. If that's any consequence. And Days of Future Past, Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter. This Means War that had Chris Pine in it.
I actually like This Means War.
Sherlock Holmes and Jumper. X-Men Last Stand. He's also credited for that one.
Right, oh my gosh. Nah,
Triple X State of the Union. Yeah. I was on TV. Triple X State of the Union. All those movies bad.
I think Marvel probably already has people in mind to cast for X-Men and Fantastic. I think they already got a plan in place. Everything's just centering on when the deal is official. And like I said, Fox, to me, is going to waste their time. Essentially, you're putting out a movie that everybody's going to forget about after it comes out. Because once the deal's announced, we all know we're not looking at that anymore. We're just literally waiting for Marvel to do what they're going to do. Why waste your time? I mean, if the reviews are that bad, why even put it out?
Just
if you
want
to put it
reason.
Out that bad, put it out straight to DVD. Throw it on Netflix or something.
Hmm. Hmm.
Or put it on Marvel streaming.
I don't know. Even think they would want that on there.
I don't think Marvel wants anything to do with it.
Yeah, I don't understand how Deadpool comes out okay.
I think because, well, for one, Ryan and Reynolds, Logan. To his credit, went against them and leaked that footage. And people went so crazy. I said, unless you screwed the movie up, you're pretty much good to go. People just loved it. And then Logan, I think they finally just, like I said, they dropped their guard and said, okay, let's. It's your swan song, do what you want to do. And they went where they should have gone a long time ago. I said, Fox just, I wouldn't do it. You shouldn't have this much trouble getting Dark Phoenix done. That should tell you everything you need to know. It's the greatest X-Men story.
That they're going to have to retell again.
Yeah.
You already screwed
like
it up
once. 10 years from now.
Oh, X-Men 3. I hate that movie.
Yes, you screwed it up once.
Jeez.
Now.
Wolverine kills her.
All right, now you're going to screw it up again.
Oh, man.
Years later, when you have better technology, better writing, you probably have better acting, you're still going to screw it up. Let it go. Let Marvel do it. Do it right.